From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad Tuesday in a speech to Parliament vowed to continue the fight against terrorism. He said the government has to fight a war that was imposed on it. He said the bloodshed will continue until it's ripped from its root. And he vowed to liberate every inch of Syrian territory from, quote, the hands of terrorists. Aided by forces from Russia and Iran, Syria has been battling opposition elements, including the Islamic State, and made gains. In Washington, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner called the tone of the speech vintage Assad.
There were no surprises in what he said, unfortunately. What would all of us like to see him recognize as his role in the carnage in Syria and to pledge to step aside and for that a political transition could take place? Sure. But he did not.
Toner appealed to Moscow and Tehran and those with influence within the regime to keep him from letting the Geneva peace process fall apart completely. The UN Refugee Agency estimates that 50,000 people have fled Boko Haram attacks in southeast Niger since Friday. The Sunni insurgency took the border town of Bosso Friday in attacks said to have killed at least 26 soldiers from Niger and two others from neighboring Nigeria. The UN agency said the capture of Bosso has worsened a refugee situation in the Diffa region of Niger. A May 31st attack on the town of Yebi forced some 15,000 to flee the violence. Dozens of people were wounded Wednesday, several critically in Port Moresby in Papua New Guinea, when police opened fire on protesters demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Peter O'Neill over corruption allegations. O'Neill, who has denied any wrongdoing, has defied a warrant for his arrest since 2014. This is VOA News. President Obama and India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi Tuesday highlighted the strong bonds between their two countries in a meeting at the White House. Mr. Obama said they're committed to signing the Paris Climate Change Agreement by year's end and pledged to help New Delhi meet its commitment to clean energy.
How we can make sure that the climate financing that's necessary for India to be able to embark on the bold vision for solar energy and clean energy that Prime Minister Modi has laid out can be accomplished. And the agreements and memoranda that we reached, I think, reflect the seriousness with which both of us take the climate change issue.
The president said other key priorities include promoting economic prosperity, nuclear nonproliferation, and strengthening security bonds. The European Union has unveiled plans to seek agreements with governments in Africa and the Middle East to try to persuade would-be migrants not to make the trip to Europe. Frans Timmermans is the European Commission Vice President.
We propose to use a mix of positive and negative incentives to reward those third countries willing to cooperate effectively with us and to ensure that there are consequences for those who do not. This includes using our development and trade policies to create leverage. Member States will need to play their part and be ready to mirror this approach through their actions and resources.
Meanwhile, the European Court of Justice ruled that EU countries cannot jail illegal immigrants simply for crossing borders inside the continent's 26-nation passport-free area, known as the Schengen Zone. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton sailed to victory in Democratic Party primary elections in New Jersey, South Dakota, and New Mexico Tuesday, three of six states that held presidential contests Tuesday. Addressing supporters in New York, she spoke of the history being made after declaring herself her party's presidential nominee.
Thanks to you, we've reached a milestone. The first time in our nation's history that a woman will be a major party's nominee.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders won elections in North Dakota, Montana, and vowed to stay in the race. President Obama congratulated Clinton and is set to meet Sanders Thursday. Meanwhile, presumptive Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump swept all five uncontested state contests Tuesday. Nigeria's government announced Tuesday it's suspending military operations against militants attacking oil installations in the Niger Delta region and will seek to open peace talks with members of the Niger Delta Avengers militancy. And Kenyan police charged the owner of a building that collapsed and killed dozens of people in April with more than 50 counts of manslaughter and other counts related to the building's construction. He's denied any wrongdoing. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.